Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1266, March 15th, 2024, the St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh,
Jesus. 70 degrees on this day in 2015, and it was 7 below on this day in 1897.
Hail the flashlight, King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Anybody know where Finlayson is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it up by Duluth?
Further north up Highway 61.
Yeah. Well, Andy from Finlayson writes, "Hail the Ice Out King."
Finlayson. Yeah.
Hail you.
And he's a little sad. He's a little sad. How can ice outs be over? When we get to April 1st, there will still be years the ice went out on that day, and we need to hear about it.
He's right.
The ice outs are an important pushback against climate hysteria. Ice outs show that whatever the temperature might be on a given day during the winter, the ice seasons now tend to end around the same date they have throughout recorded history. That is critical information for those seeking to quiet the climate cultists. Don't listen to the dummies. Read the ice out dates, please.
Listen to the dummies.
I think I should. Yesterday I said no, and today I'm saying yes. I'm a bit perplexed. Yes.
And I also think you should.
But that's White Bear, Minnetonka. We're not doing every mud hole in town.
I also think it's important, especially on April 1st, when Aquaside is back into the mix.
Well, they are.
Yes, they are.
I guess we're doing them whether we want to or not.
So we are 100% doing the records.
Fellas.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking of Finland. Finlayson is south of Duluth, just off of I-35.
Oh. Close enough.
Not even close.
You might have a double secret emergency here.
Sorry about that.
Uh-oh. Here are the ice outs. What's today, March 15th?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's nothing, of course, today. And the earliest remains that non-winter of 1877 and 78 when Minnetonka went out on March 11. We won't have here's a couple coming up on April 1st. Here's a March 30. I'll have to consult this every day now.
But I'm getting this from Bill Miller. They have officially declared today Minnetonka is out.
They did that other day.
No, I'm seeing it.
What's the date on the email?
2 days ago.
It was?
Well, read the date on the email.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Uh-huh.
There's a mud lake by Finlayson, Joe.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular.
Sorry.
So Kamala Harris was in town yesterday, which I knew, but then doubly experienced leaving the KSTP broadcast headquarters on University Avenue to discover that, good Lord, what a police presence.
Shut down light rail.
Everything was shut down. University, that Planned Parenthood where she performed an abortion. She and Walls performed an abortion, I think, just to show how easy it is.
They were there.
Just to how important it is for your health. Then they held up the baby and said, well, this one's done.
Oh my God.
And then they had freeways blocked and everything. It was just amazing. Yeah. Do we have any?
I'm looking as we speak.
Vandalia Street, St. Paul.
Yeah, eastbound 94 was closed.
Oh, my God.
But
that's so offensive.
Well, I don't care. That's too bad.
Yeah, that's why I ignored it.
Yeah,
one of them held the
They each brought a vice grip. No, that's how they do it. And then they were very gleeful about it and said, "Isn't this happy that we're providing this health care?"
That's what gets me is all the fancy names they have for it. It's still you're killing a baby.
It's reproductive health care, Kenny.
It's your reproductive rights.
Walls,
but, you know,
he took off his sport coat and said, "Do we have any hot towels?" And then Kamala weighed in, and she had her hands up in the air like a surgeon, and they went in there, and bing, bang, boom, they got one.
Call it whatever you want, but, you know, if you're pro or con or whatever, it's still killing a baby.
And then she went to somebody's house and had a cocktail. So and then
whose
went
house
home.
Did she go to?
I don't know.
No, she went to a school.
She went to a private event.
No, she went to St. Paul to a school and watched softball practice.
Yeah, but then I think she had the cocktail somewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it.
So what do you make of the theory that all this attention to abortion and their rights and all of that is just a distraction from the issues that really matter?
It's part of the Democratic platform. They want to ensure this reproductive health. We have people in the legislature who want to use your money to welcome people here for that. Yeah, what did you find?
I have three.
I don't think she was terribly misspoken yesterday.
I have 3.5 minutes courtesy of MSNBC while she was at the clinic in St. Paul.
Is there any, do you have any dialogue from when they were performing the abortion?
That I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure. But here is Ms. Harris, the vice president.
Please do understand that when we talk about a clinic such as this, it is absolutely about health care and reproductive health care.
Sure.
So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus.
She had her hand in one. She had her hand in
that
the
part
uterus.
Of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time. Issues like fibroids. We can handle this. Breast cancer screenings.
She has no idea what somebody handed her a
contraceptive care. That is the kind of work that happens here. In addition, of course, to abortion care.
You have a vice president who already is history making.
Abortion care. That's oxymoronic.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No. But my point is here, we're discussing this instead of discussing issues that really should be concerning the country.
Well, we're also discussing it because the fool was here. She was literally 400 yards from here.
Whatever. And she came here and brought this up and is doing this in order to distract us as a nation from issues that really, truly matter. Go ahead, John.
Aren't we discussing this because of a Supreme Court decision last year? And to say that it's not an issue, I think you're discounting a good, 70% of the population that is concerned about it one way or the other.
It's a big issue. It's a big issue.
And it cost Republicans last time the Supreme Court decision did.
Maybe it's just
me.
It's just me wanting to not talk about this. Let's talk about something that really matters. Coming from a personal point of view. Just I wish both sides would just shut up about it, and let's talk about some things that actually matter, too.
Let's talk about Uber and Lyft.
Legit.
They're leaving Minneapolis. That's their current threat. They'll leave May 1st. Now, here's what's, again, somewhat similar to Duluth public officials puzzled by a woman buying up property on Park Point, and they're wondering, why are we left out of this? Here's the city council of Minneapolis, none of whom have ever worked, none of whom have ever met a payroll, none of whom understand the market, don't care about it. They've determined what Uber and Lyft drivers should be paid. And back at corporate headquarters, Uber and Lyft say, well, no, that's not the way this works. And so now Fry vetoed the city council resolution to increase Uber and Lyft's pay for no other reason than they think they should. They don't understand it. They don't have any knowledge of business, none whatsoever. And then so Fry vetoed it, trying to preserve Uber and Lyft for the town. And then the city council, with the exception of three members, one of whom was Latricia Vita, the other was Linda Paulsima, whatever her name is. And so the council overrode Fry's veto. They're doubling down and saying, no, we're going to pay. They're all Somali drivers, basically. They wouldn't have done this if they were white drivers. Let's just be candid. Let's just call it like we see it. So now what? Well, Uber and Lyft essentially displaced, a century-old cab system.
Right.
There aren't any cabs. There's about three cabs.
Well, there still are cabs, but it's a much more difficult process to order a cab.
Well, whatever. Yeah, the kids have these Uber Lyft apps on their phone.
Right.
Now, we were talking before the show, another point that the city council wouldn't consider, although they should have, is Uber and Lyft have taken a lot of drunk drivers off the road. They have taken a lot of drunk drivers off the road. I'll hand it to the kids, the 20-year-olds. They're calling Uber and Lyft rather than driving.
In fact, a lot of
good
places,
for them.
A lot of places, including the one that I used to bartend at, had a setup where kids could sit there and wait during the wintertime, of course.
Yeah.
So they could wait for their rideshare.
What the city council, being hectored by the driver's constituency, determined that, well, you guys obviously aren't getting paid enough, so we'll do something about it. They had no business doing anything about it, and now you've got a complete ruined situation in Minneapolis. You're not going to have many cabs, and you're not going to have Uber and Lyft, and this comes at a time when they're so deluded, they're thinking they're bringing downtown Minneapolis back. Back from the ruins of the pandemic, back from the summer of riots, back from this and that. And now you have no transportation.
And the other aspect of this with Uber and Lyft is that there are so many people that rely on that for daily transportation, whether it's to and from work or the grocery store or what have you, because they don't want to get on light rail because of safety.
Is Uber and Lyft as a company leaving? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of drivers that would still rather just be out there hauling fares around.
Yeah, but their Uber and Lyft will leave. So what also is leaving is all of the corporate accoutrements, the apps and the convenience, everything. And then the drivers are losing their health insurance.
Certified vehicles they have.
They're losing everything. So here's what the city council doesn't understand, and this would be true the closer you get to the country's tallest buildings where the Mysterians have ruined the United States. And I don't mean that lightly. They have ruined it. Uber and Lyft, they're in business to make money, right? So they have an office building full of people who crunch numbers. And they think, you know, at 59 cents a mile, we can do this. And then $1.10 over 50. They come up with all these formulas in order to make money. The city council is not capable of that, nor have they done that. Nor should they. That's not their business. That's Uber and Lyft's business. And Uber and Lyft come up with the formula that made them successful. They were a big success in this country. They had a window of success that you saw every kid I used to have, for example, had an Uber and Lyft app. Hey, I'll just take Uber.
Yep.
It worked for them. And now these morons, and they are morons. The city, Robin Wansley, has no more idea how a dollar works than the man in the moon. And they've now ruined it. They've ruined it. So now what are they going to do? You got a city that you want buzzing with nightlife. You want activity down there. You want people getting to ball games and the bars and the restaurants. And now you've taken all of that off the table. Fry was smart enough to know that. Fry, if he had it to do over again, Fry might either not want to be mayor or at least be the mayor reflecting a different party.
And
because he can't swim with these people. They're idiots.
And not to give him a lot of credit, but remember a year ago, Walls also did the same thing.
Remember, was that when he was performing abortions?
No, a year ago, this wage increase rideshare came up, and Walls said he can't do that.
He's a fourth grade social studies teacher. He doesn't know anything about capitalism. He doesn't know anything about the marketplace. He doesn't know anything about anything. And neither does the city council. And there you have it, Minneapolis. You not only got what you voted for, you're not going to have a ghost town when it comes to transportation. Now, Uber and Lyft have that threat to work with. This isn't over. You know, May 1st is still, 6 weeks away?
Yeah.
So you keep rooting for cooler heads to prevail. There are no cooler heads on the city council. They're morons. I'm serious.
So the guys that got their drivers that got their raises are going to be out of a job.
So what good did it do the city council to force Uber and Lyft to pay raises that they will not pay for a group of employees who no longer have a job?
And you don't ride the bus.
But if I did, make sure I hear that horn. And here's a picture of all of these equally stupid people, rideshare drivers and supporters, cheering.
Yep.
Well, you're going to be walking, you morons. It's over. But that's what happens when you let Mysterians think they can tinker with how this works. They don't know how it works. They spent no time understanding how it works. They don't sit in a corporate cubicle and crunch 59 cents versus 43 cents. They don't know what to do. They're in over their heads, and now you've ruined transportation in Minneapolis. So you have 6 weeks to figure out how to get back down on your knees and beg Uber and Lyft not to leave. So I don't know where this stands right now, except that's where it stands. You have 6 weeks to remedy the meddling you had no business involving yourself in.
Well, I can tell you what the reaction will be. It'll be framed by both the people that made this decision and the idiot voters in Minneapolis. Well, look at the greedy billionaire corporation. Look at what they're choosing to do. No, that's not how business works, ladies and gentlemen.
Uber and Lyft, when it came to the world of taxi cabs, apparently was just a better mousetrap.
Yes.
They just figured out a better mousetrap. And it was well received. Am I correct in that? In the Twin Cities, well received.
Yes. Both programs.
I know so many young people who use it. I've used it.
I have too.
And
if you plan right, it's so convenient.
And now because they're morons, and they look up the word. They're really dumb people when it comes to this. They have no business doing this, and they've ruined it. What? So now they have 6 weeks to unruin it.
Also, take it one step further. They promote not owning a car, right?
Usually. Yes.
And this is what they would use.
Right.
Or people that don't own a car would use.
We don't want you to drive. We think the earth is being ruined by your van. We want you to take Uber and Lyft. But wait a minute. We just ruined Uber and Lyft because we're telling these two corporations what they must pay their people.
So instead of that, take light rail. Oh, you can't because you might get stabbed.
But here's the other answer. If an Uber and Lyft driver didn't like the arrangements, nobody forced them to work for Uber and Lyft.
Right. If you needed more money, then you should seek other employment.
But we're seeing a sea change here. It's part of the mystery. Well, actually a very significant part of the mystery, where you will have an increasing effort by these elected officials who are poorly educated and have no experience whatsoever in what we would call the real world. They are going to increasingly try to interject themselves into these kinds of questions, thus transforming capitalism into some sort of quasi-collectivism or socialism that they think they can bring about. You're seeing it in Duluth, not anywhere near this, but you're seeing it in Duluth in the amusing way that the city officials of Duluth are just still scratching their heads, wondering why aren't they involved in this gal Cargill buying up Park Point, and they don't know what the hell's going on here. How can that be? Well, it can be because we still have enough of the rules and regulations left that this is allowed. What the city council, it's tantamount to the city council saying, we're not going to allow Uber and Lyft to determine what they should pay their employees. We'll determine it. Well, you screwed it up because you don't know what you're doing. And now what are you going to do? We know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Take a break.
After I tell you about our friends at North American Banking Company, my bank. I made the switch a couple of months back, and I'm really glad that I did. You see, I was tired of just being a big number to my big national bank. Actually, it wasn't really a big number. It was more of a small number, if you know what I'm saying. But North American Banking Company gets you. They get your needs. They get your family, your business, everything. It's banking done differently, and that's why they want to work with you. So check them out online today, nabankco.com. That's their website. They have 6 fantastic locations to serve you. You can see them at Roseville, 50th in France, Hastings, Woodbury, Shoreview. And they have that new location over there in Maple Grove. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks, but with the unparalleled service of a community bank. They are also locally owned and operated. And that's a big deal because that means loan decisions are made right here in the Twin Cities. They don't ship these out of state. This helps business owners solve problems quickly and expand their business with confidence. NABankCo.com. It's banking done differently. North American Banking Company member FDIC is an equal housing lender.
Well, the winter that never was is finally over. The 21sters definitely won one this year. But that means the crabgrass and weeds are likely coming early, very early. Summer might just come early and cancel out spring altogether. So if you want the best lawn on the block, you've got to go with our friends at ProfessionalTurf.com, a Minnesota lawn care company we've had since 1982. Don't be sending that lawn care renewal contract back to that company that did lousy work last year. Go with the company that we at Garage Logic use, the company that has service techs with over 20 years of experience who service the same routes every year so they really get to know your lawn. Schedule a free in-person lawn care analysis. Analysis and estimate right now at ProfessionalTurf.com and then get ready to have the best lawn on the block. ProTurf, exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation service. Check them out. ProfessionalTurf.com.
Fighting the demagogues of diversity, it's Joe Soucheray.
Super, super easy to go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. I just did that right now, and you can see their website. They're very open about what they do, about how they clean, and how environmentally friendly they are. They got a patented cleaning process at Zero Res. So if you haven't had your carpets done within the last 6 months or year, it's time to do that. You got dust, dander, bacteria breeding in your carpet, your upholstery, your air ducts. And now's the time to just get rid of it all. Let them know that you heard it from the rookie that there's a great special right now, the rookie special. You get 3 rooms, zero resified for Minnesota's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $129. Take $75 off your air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery. You owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. That's what Zero Res does. 17,000 raving customer reviews online, 4.9 Google rating. The hype is there, so educate yourself. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZEROREZ. Go online like I just did, ZeroResMinnesota.com. Let them know that you want that rookie special. Get on the list for the spring. It's spring cleaning time. Let's get her done. 952-ZEROREZ, spelled forward or backward. It's spelled exactly the same. That's how you remember it, Zero Res.
I might have to give them a call.
You should.
Because we're dog sitting.
Oh, yeah.
And God
fun.
Knows. And last night, I have a decorative pillow that I toss off the bed when I go to bed.
Yeah.
So I don't use the decorative pillow.
A throw pillow.
Whatever. The dog, I saw in the middle of the night, the dog was sleeping like a human. The dog had his head on that pillow, but the rest of him was on the floor.
Zero Res will clean that pillow.
The dog was...
When you guys are dog sitting, do you refer to it as dogging? Is that what you call it?
No, I don't. I just... Do you think Kamala Harris travels with her own tongs when she goes to an abortion clinic? She bring her own equipment?
Wow.
Tongs?
Or do they just use the stuff that's at the facility?
I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
Since you brought it back up again, Joe, I did some analysis for Kenny to see why it's coming up as an issue.
Yeah.
4 in 10 voters in 2022 said the Supreme Court decision is the reason they went for the first time to the polls.
Yeah.
Because they're angry about the decision. That's why Democrats are.
4 out of 10?
4 out of every new, out of 10 new voters. And 68% of those were angry about the Supreme Court decision.
I think she knitted her own case for the tongs.
They slide right into the purse.
Gotcha. I would like to say something to everybody involving abortion.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Just leave it alone. Let it go. Just shut up. Let it be. Everything was just fine before the Supreme Court got involved. Just shut up making this an issue. Just shut up. Everything was fine. Just shut up.
Do you know what?
I have nothing to argue with there, Kenny.
You know what the Toronto police are now advising the Toronto residents to do? If your car's being stolen, look the other way. Don't do anything about it. And you're also supposed to leave your car keys near the front door Because chances are somebody's breaking in. That's what they want. They want the car keys.
Okay.
So just leave them by the front door.
Leave them right there, right where they're, right next to your purse.
Is that the world you want to live in?
Nope.
No.
And we've talked about this many times, but I think it's becoming something should be done about it. And that is young people, let's just limit it to the Twin Cities. They can't drive. This is a very serious. I'm being very. They don't know how to drive. They don't have dad at home, especially the thieves, the feral young thieves. I would imagine dad's not at home to teach them how to drive, and they probably skip school so often they don't take advantage of the school offered driving lessons. So yesterday, St. Paul police had to investigate deadly shootings involving separate car crashes. Mm-hmm. The cars are always crashing because these kids don't know how to drive. And I had a euphorian thought, one of my naive, ridiculous euphorian thoughts. Is there some way to involve these young kids in a greater appreciation? See, this is weird. I would like to involve these kids in a greater appreciation of cars, but I'm working against a political current who is disabusing the same kids of cars in the first place. Hmm? They don't want kids to have cars anymore.
Well, okay.
And so here, so not only do they not know how to drive, how would you instill in these kids an appreciation for cars? They have none. If they had any appreciation for cars, they sure as hell wouldn't be stealing Hyundais.
Right.
They'd be stealing something good.
Right.
Police say several people called 911 yesterday after hearing gunshots just before 11 p.m. on Wilson Avenue near Johnson Parkway, just north of Interstate 94. That's the Dayton's Bluff neighborhood. Call that the east side. Witnesses told police they saw several vehicles flee the scene. Other officers found an empty car in the middle of Wilson that appeared to be in a crash. They don't know how to drive. A little later, officers stopped a vehicle driving erratically about a mile away on Minnehaha Avenue. A man inside had been shot, and the car had also been involved in a crash. That guy died. Hmm. The investigators with homicide are trying to comb through the facts of this case, said Sergeant Mike Ernster. Police are asking anyone with information to call the coppers. We had to show you how easy we are on crime. We have had this story in St. Paul developing over the last few days where we learned that about 2 weeks ago, a Ramsey County Sheriff's deputy was shot at by a feral thug. He was shot at. The fellow doing the shooting leaned out the car window as a 17-year-old was driving the car. And the deputy, Joe Kill, he was hit with the plastic and steel bits that were flying off his car, and he also caught a bullet in the strap that was holding on his vest. Mm. And he did not suffer serious injuries, but there's the thin line between dying and getting to go home that night. Mm-hmm. And this idiot's 20 years old. It turns out that last summer, police spotted a Chevrolet Cruze in June that was wanted for its presence, having been at the scene of a shooting in which 27 shell casings were found.
Okay.
And so, lo and behold, the coppers see this car, and they go to pull it over, and the woman driving it, 19 years old, she sped away, and what did she do?
She crashed.
She crashed.
Right.
She can't drive. They don't know how to drive. Her companion was a 20-year-old who fled the scene with his backpack. His backpack did not contain his Roy Rogers school lunchbox.
You don't think so?
He's the same 20-year-old who shot at Kill. So last summer, the same 20-year-old who recently shot at Kill was arrested, and in the backpack were guns with extra magazines and extra loads and the serial number scraped off the gun.
Joe, what was he doing back out on the streets?
I'm getting to that point to show you what's happened to us the closer you get to the country's tallest buildings. He, last summer, pled an Alford agreement, which essentially is some BS that allows you to say, I'm not guilty, even though I know you have all the evidence you need. That's what an Alford plea is. Okay. I'd have to research that further to understand the rationale for it. Then his lawyer noted, well, yeah, you got him with this backpack full of guns, and he might have been involved where those 27 shell casings were found, but he's never had a conviction before. So I would like to plead this down to a misdemeanor. And it was pled down to a misdemeanor. And the guy said, well, you get 2 years probation. He was sentenced to a year and a day in jail.
Okay.
Just this past January, just 4 months ago. But rather than go to jail, they said, no, but you'll be on probation for 2 years. You're not going to jail. So on March 1st of this year, a couple weeks ago.
Two exactly.
This guy could have been in jail, where it's really difficult to shoot at a cop out the window of a car. He could have been in jail, but he wasn't, because we have really lost sight of bad guys, no matter how young they are, suffering consequences for their behavior. So this guy was out. Now, what's going to happen to him this time? He's charged with second-degree murder, fleeing an officer, and the 17-year-old driver is pleading charged with all these similar. What's going to happen this time?
But see, this is why you're missing the boat completely.
Sure, I am.
Because this is why we need to raise the age to 21, not 18. Because
there you go. Thank you.
This will take care of the fact that this crime never would have happened.
Well, not only that, but their brains aren't developed yet.
See, he's not developed yet.
They're not developed yet.
He can choose his own gender at 6 or 7.
Absolutely. That's okay. That's science.
But see, when it comes to crime, we got to raise it to 21.
So these frauds that run us are ruining us. And they're, as the chief said, Axel Henry, of this shooter. If he's going to shoot at a cop, he'll shoot anybody.
Yep.
So good luck to you out there. That's you, your sister, your mother, your aunt,
your wife,
your kid, anyone.
Yep.
Are you safe? If they don't put away this 20-year-old this time, you ain't safe. Mm-hmm. You weren't safe knowing he was. We didn't know he was on the street. We're all lucky we didn't get shot.
Yeah. I don't want to have to worry about being lucky anymore.
Back to my original premise. What is some sort of car appreciation course made any difference? And, of course, I'm not that stupid. The answer is probably no.
Well, you're right. And the reason it wouldn't is because it would make them love cars. It would make them understand how cars work and behave in corner and in braking situations. And it would only give them an advantage. And plus, then they'd be stealing real cars. Well, I don't mean to insult Kia owners, but...
Well, why not? I'd insult them.
They'd be stealing hot rods. More expensive automobiles is what they'd be doing. Cars they can drive.
Especially if they learn how to drive a manual transmission.
Reavers, did you get that clip I just sent you via email? There's been a clip going around social media, and it pretty much describes how young boys fall in love with cars. And it's a young boy sitting in the passenger seat of his dad's hot rod. Dad's behind the wheel, camera's on the kid. Dad floors it. And remember what it was like when you were a kid and your dad floored it and you were sucked back into the seat? And listen to this. Turn it up. Listen to that. Just listen.
My balls are tingling.
What did you say?
My balls are tingling. That's what we all as kids experienced when Dad put his foot to the floor. Well, and that's when my love of automobiles began. I was that kid's age.
Well, then young black guys need that experience.
Yeah. They need to know there's something more fun and enjoyable and fulfilling in life more than stealing, you know, crappy Kias.
Absolutely. You can have all... Jeez. It's just... There's no dad around to do that. There's no dad around to do what that dad just did.
Right.
There's another one much in the same vein, Kenny. I don't know if you've seen it online, but it's the dad with the kid in the pickup truck, an old pickup truck, the farm truck, with the stick shift. And he just says, nope, do it. And the joy on this kid's face.
Yeah,
it's grind him. Like take him to Disney World or whatever, but that the joy he just experienced in that half hour with his dad in a farm truck.
Grind him till you find him. Yeah. Push in the clutch, find the gear, ease it out, give it gas. It was so fun to learn as a kid.
When I'm driving one of my old timers, I don't want it to happen, but I sometimes wish a kid would approach me and try to take the car. Because I'd get out of the car and I'd say, here, let me just stand here and watch. Right, yeah. I'll just stand right over here. The kid wouldn't get 20 feet.
Let me know when you're done.
He wouldn't get 20 feet.
There's a learning curve there. You could tell him how to do it and he still wouldn't be able to do it.
No, not at all. Not especially on these because the pedals are close together and you end up hitting the brake when you're supposed to be hitting the clutch. And it would just be a cluster bleep in this kid. And finally, you know what he'd do? He just get out and say, see you later.
Yeah, I'm done.
I can't do it.
Whatever. He'd say, whatever, boomer, and walk away.
Yeah, okay, old whitey. Keep your crap can your car. Yeah.
Keep them all.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wish you kids would have some more enjoyment from cars rather than crashing them and stealing them. You're getting nowhere. You know that deep down, but...
Well, the Reverend Timothy has done that. He's tried to impress on the youth that there's better things. There is a way to enjoy life. But that's an uphill struggle for him and everybody.
You know what I like to do?
What's that, Joe? Please. Me too.
Whether it's hockey.
I was certain.
Whether it's hockey or basketball, I love to watch the players
play,
get their awards, just to see who says thank you. I study that, and it's very revealing. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep.
It's very revealing.
You learn a lot about character in those times.
And I'm talking across all ethnicities. It's very revealing. Who says thank you? And then I throw in, okay, was that a thank you with eye contact? You know, I look for that.
Dead fish handshake.
Yeah, and you, once in a while, you'll get that vibrant, no matter what the ethnicity is, you'll get the vibrant eye contact, handshake, thank you.
Big smile.
And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Well, that's good.
I wish it wasn't so few and far between.
Joe, you being happy makes us happy.
Well, I'm glad that you're happy.
That's why I was down on the Academy when they lost to Creighton.
They
left their helmets on. They were not thankful to be there. They got beat. Just, you're pretty privileged at that point in your life. Be thankful. If you're playing almost in the state tournament, no matter what school you are, you're pretty good. And if you lost that game going to state, you still got to be thankful for it.
Hey, Mike Creighton's are going back to the basketball tournament.
Do they still have that tall manager? Is he retired?
He retired.
Okay.
Yeah. Off the air, I'll tell you something funny the tall manager said.
Okay.
But I can't.
Just another reason to sign up for the town council.
Hey.
Well, I shouldn't even do it on the town council. Say, for a couple of weeks now, I've been sharing with you this great information about renewal by Anderson. I've said they made the windows in Stillwater. A lot of people want to correct me and believe the plant is in Cottage Grove. But here's what's important.
What's important?
In the United States.
Let's go. Minnesota.
These windows ain't coming over here on a boat.
Mm-hmm. They're made right here. Huh? A little bit of mansplaining Joe. Yeah.
They're a J.D. Power Award winner. That's the highest customer satisfaction among window and patio door manufacturers. They've done this 4 years in a row. They have the most 5-star reviews in the greater Twin Cities among leading full-service window replacement companies. Go to their website. You can find all the corroboration for that. They've been around for, 5,000 years. They're the old, they're just the best. And All you have to do is log on to renewalbyanderson.com to see where and how they receive these awards. And it's not just windows, the best windows in the business. It's known for the beauty, the durability, and the performance. You know all that. But it's also patio doors, entry doors. They just really can spiff up your place. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And then when the windows are in, you can see. You can see out
there. See right through them?
See right out through the windows. Kind. So whether you need windows, patio doors, entry doors, Renewal by Anderson has the best products and the best service. Learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/GarageLogic or give Renewal by Anderson a call at 651-705-6931.
Go. Let's go to Kenny first.
Yeah, fine.
Do something.
Let's go. Come on.
It's time to play Love in a Hardware Store.
Yes,
sir. Just when you think you know a guy, I went over to MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com, my brand new website. I was stunned. I couldn't believe how cool it looks. And I ended up learning a whole lot about our guy, Rich. He's the owner of Maple Grove Lock and Safe, 40 years of industry experience. So that leaves me wondering, well, how old is he? 40 years. That's, you learn a lot in 40 years. So that basically means for us GLers, if we need anything at all related to any kind of lock or key, Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe, he's our solution. Home, office, vehicle, vaults, padlocks. Padlocks. That's how you say it.
There is no such thing as a padlock.
Especially if you have a padlock. Anything you have, Rich is the guy. But boy, if you need a safe to protect your valuables, okay. Here's where it gets good, because Rich carries the best one in the country, the Liberty Safe, made right here in the USA. Transferable lifetime warranties. So when you want to upgrade, you sell that safe, you put her online, that's a selling point. Transferable warranty. That's great. Also, best fire protection in the business. And there's a Liberty Safe for every occasion and every pocketbook, every budget. And when you're a GLer and you tell Rich, you're going to get a little something extra, like 15% off all small, quick combination and key vaults. Pick up the phone, 763-494-9075. Get in that hot rod. Run over there and talk to Rich, 6901 East Fish Lake Road in Maple Grove. And by all means, please check out the new website, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
Here's Johnny Height.
Thanks, Joe. You know, Joe, when I go to the gym, I put all my valuables in a big drawer that they give you, and I put on a paddle lock just to make sure.
There is no such thing. You might use a padlock.
It's just to make sure it's secure. I do use a paddle lock. You're right.
Oh, God, help me.
They're great for bikes.
Yeah.
This news is brought to you by North American Banking.
You really are some sort of aristocrat, aren't you?
Yep.
You're just not one of us.
I just don't pronounce words incorrectly.
Who is your sponsor, John? I walked over you.
That'd be North American Banking Company. Story we talked about already, a little more detail. Lyft and Uber say they'll be leaving Minneapolis. I had to check this because I wasn't sure. Apparently, they're also planning on leaving the surrounding area. So it's not just going to be the city of Minneapolis.
No, it's the state of Minnesota.
It'll include St. Paul and all of the outlying suburbs, too. So they'll be leaving. This all comes after the city council overrode Mayor Jacob Frey's veto of an ordinance setting minimum pay requirements for rideshare drivers. The ordinance requires rideshare companies to pay drivers a wage of at least $1.40 per mile and 51 cents per minute on rides to, from, and through city limits. Council members who supported the measure say the increase would increase the rideshare driver pay to the city's minimum wage of more than $15.50 an hour. What happens next? Well, Adam Dunnick is president and CEO of the Minneapolis Downtown Council. He says Uber and Lyft have been clear they're going to pull out their operations. It has a potential for a huge disruption. There's no company that's ready to step in and do what they do. They're not prepared to do that today. Uber says when the ordinance takes effect May 1st, it'll stop operating the entire metro, including the airport. Lyft says it will pull out the same date in Minneapolis. Uber released a statement which said, in part, we are disappointed. The council chose to ignore the data and kick Uber out of the Twin Cities, putting 10,000 people out of work and leaving many stranded. The rideshare companies say they hope state lawmakers can address the pay issue, including talking about the idea of a state pay rate. Meanwhile, Fry told reporters that customers should brace for changes. You might remember last year, last May, as a matter of fact, the governor made the same move Fry did. He vetoed the same idea. Yes, sir.
Let's see if I can do this. Look at this through the lens of the oppressors versus the oppressed. The Mysterians have successfully convinced people that an entry-level job should pay them non-entry-level wages. Because if you're working at an entry-level job, it's that much easier for the Mysterians to label you as oppressed. They don't see it as that's just a step on your ladder of life. They look at it as the oppressor has you down, paying you this paltry sum to drive people around or flip burgers. They don't see that as a step in the ladder of life. They see that as proof of your oppression.
But to take it a step further, thank you, you are correct there. Remember, the reason it started was not for full-time drivers. It was, hey, you're cruising around downtown, and somebody needs to go from Roseville to New Brighton, and you're going there.
And you get a little beep on your app.
You pick the guy. It wasn't meant to be
right.
Full-time work.
Right.
And these guys have turned it into, this is all I do.
Yeah, exactly. And because they're Somalis, they're getting extra attention from the city council.
Right.
Yeah, there were, when I worked at the gas station for that year, there were, I'll bet, half a dozen guys I got to know really well. And it was their full-time job.
Right.
You're right. They were not treating it as,
right.
As a part-time affair. Star Tribune reporting, after a successful pilot last year, Target will be limiting the use of its self-service checkout lanes for customers to customers who are buying 10 items or fewer. The new rules go into effect this Sunday at most of its 2,000 stores nationwide. Target tested its express self-checkout concept at 200 stores last fall and found that customers were able to get through the checkout process quicker than at stores that didn't limit the number of items that customers could scan themselves. Retailer also said it will open more traditional registers with cashiers to serve customers who have more than 10 items in their carts or need extra help. Hours for express checkout lanes will vary from store to store, but they will be open during the busiest times, according to Target. Additionally, the retailer said it'll continue to train its team members to provide great customer service during checkout. A story you talked about earlier, Joe, police say a man is dead after being shot on St. Paul's east side late last night, marking the city's fourth homicide of the year. According to St. Paul, police officers were first called to the 1300 block of Wilson Avenue after getting multiple reports of shots being fired and vehicles leaving the area. When officers got there, they found an unoccupied vehicle in the middle of the street that had been damaged by a crash, but no victims. However, while additional officers were responding to that call, they saw a vehicle driving erratically on Minnehaha Avenue East near Frank Street North. After stopping that vehicle, they found a man inside who had gunshot injuries. They provided aid, but the man died at the scene. No name or age have been provided at this time. In addition, police say other people were inside that vehicle, which appeared to have recently been in a crash and is believed to be connected to the Wilson Avenue shots fired calls. Videos show at least one person being taken away in handcuffs for questioning, but St. Paul Police spokesperson Sergeant Mike Ernster said no one's been arrested at this time. Police say the case is very complex due to having multiple crime scenes. They're asking anyone with info on the shooting to come forward.
Boy, there's been a lot of shooting lately and a lot of car crashes.
An amended sports betting bill in the Minnesota Senate makes changes that would have what they're calling a massive impact on the amount of revenue that would be brought into the state. The biggest change is that in-game wagering would not be allowed to help keep compulsive gamblers from betting too much. Senator Matt Klein says you can't sort of bet in the first quarter and then bet again in the third quarter on the same game. You'd have to have all your wagers lined up before the whistle blows, and then you're done for that game.
Obviously. I don't like that idea.
That and another amendment which would allow gamblers to set self-imposed limits on how much they can bet in a day caused revenue projections to drop from an estimated $40 million annually to $18 million. That money would be split between the state's general fund, Native American tribes, horse racing tracks, compulsive gambling programs, grants to Minnesota sports and events, tax relief for charitable gambling organizations, and youth sports. Now, to make up for some of that revenue shortfall, Klein amended the bill, which would double the tax on sports wagers from 10% to 20%.
There you go. Knew that was coming.
20%.
20%. That'd be 20%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taxes, 20 cents on every buck.
If I want to gamble everything I own on one hand or one game, I think I should be allowed to.
Mm-hmm. I think you should, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that much.
And, bam!
In
natural,
well, he's not.
That's a good shot. That's a good shot.
He's not wrong. So you know,
that's the non-funny part about it.
You know, I got an old 49 Minneapolis Moline.
That's or something.
$400 Engine stuck though, but you know,
I think what you're trying to say is you're going to need all that.
All that.
Yeah.
In national international stories, the father of that school shooter in Michigan has also been convicted now on manslaughter charges for buying his son a handgun that he used in the school shooting. James Crumbly charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, one each for the four victims. Jennifer Crumbly, his wife, we talked about this when it happened, was convicted on the same charges last month. They each face a possible minimum sentence of as much as 15 years in prison when they come back to court on April 9th. In November of 2021, their son, Ethan, opened fire at Oxford High School, killing fellow students. He's now serving a life sentence without parole. Mom and dad, the first parents of a school shooter to face felony manslaughter charges in the U.S. for the actions of their child, were accused of ignoring warnings that the teenager had mental health issues.
So the whole family's in jail. Do you think they'll allow them to get together on holidays?
Maybe
sit around the same room?
Yeah.
You know. The kid's in there for life, and mom and dad at least be 15 years each.
I bet they're a proud family. Huh?
That's a nice family, isn't it?
From the Donald Trump legal docket today, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has shot down one of Trump's bids to toss out the charges against him for allegedly mishandling classified documents, rejecting his claims that the Espionage Act was unfairly vague when used against a former president. In a brief written order, Cannon said some of Trump's arguments warrant what she called serious consideration, but said it was too early to dismiss charges. She did say Trump could raise the issue later. According to legal experts who looked at it, the judge's ruling was, it was mostly not in favor of special counsel Jack Smith, as it originally seemed. Former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance wrote, the judge's ruling was virtually incomprehensible, even to those of us who speak legal as our native language, calling part of the ruling, quote, deliberately dumb. Vance said the good news here is temporary. It's what I'd call an ugly win for the government. The judge dismissed the vagueness argument, but just for one day. Tornadoes tore through several central U.S. states, flattening homes and trailers in an RV park, killing at least three people, with more bodies likely to be discovered, according to authorities. Last night's storms left trails of destruction and injury or death in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. Tornadoes also suspected in Illinois and Missouri. It appeared the worst hit area was the Indian Lake area of Ohio's Logan County, northwest of Columbus. At least three people died there. Sheriff Randy Dodds was on NBC's Today Show today. He said cadaver dogs would search the debris Friday, and they expect to find more bodies.
We need trailers made out of concrete.
Okay.
If you're going to live in a trailer, why not just, and you really are never going to move it around, why don't you just build it out of concrete?
Well, wouldn't that be called a house?
Hang on.
Okay, you want to quibble about it?
Yeah. You're going to split hairs.
You want to nitpick?
Yeah.
You want that endorsement is what you're saying.
No, but
here for concrete trailers.
No, but if you love living in a trailer that size, the narrow building, make it out of concrete.
I don't live in a trailer, but if I did, I'd
make it out of concrete.
That's a Three Little Pigs episode, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something about that.
You go.
Yeah.
Blow it all the way down.
Yeah.
Best
buy. You can buy a $20,000 house kit.
Yep.
Is it Amazon? Is that who's selling those?
And that'd be less likely to blow away than a trailer.
Right.
Trailers, they're like spinnakers. They catch the wind and just sail away.
Yeah.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. Ain't going nowhere. Have a cockpit.
No.
Best Buy is recalling more than 287,000 air fryers and air fryer ovens due to an overheating issue.
You have an air fryer?
Yeah, I do not.
I swear by it.
Maybe we have one. I don't know.
We have one, but we never use it.
Oh. Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's great for reheating up pizza.
Is it from Best Buy?
I don't know where she got it.
This one is an Insignia brand.
I don't know what kind. I don't even know if we have one.
Yeah, Insignia.
The air fryers can overheat, the Insignia ones, and their glass doors can shatter as a result. Also, the handles can melt or break when overheated.
Are they? There must be like microwaves.
They're not like microwaves.
Better.
It's a better flow. The convection.
And for those of you listening, Rookie's got the hand motion like it's a John Deere B tractor.
Yeah. It's an even cook.
So you've never ever used one, Joe?
I don't know if we have one. We might.
Making homemade onion rings would be great for an air fryer.
Yeah. Well, and French fries.
Yeah. Bologna sandwich. If you want to heat her up, throw her in there.
You can heat up anything in there, man. It works well for everything.
What about mutton?
Handles. You got to be careful with the mutton because it gets a distinct smell. Kind of mucusy.
Speaking of,
I bet
foods,
we have one.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Probably.
An air fryer. Probably.
Do you have an Instapot?
The hell is that?
It's another way to cook in a weird way. You put it in a thing and it cooks.
I don't think so.
Holy balls.
What's the one? Sous vide? You have sous vide. That's when you put it in the bag. You put a steak in a bag and it slow cooks.
What about sous vide? What about fondue? Are you still doing those 70s fondue parties? Or you
we
pull
got a
the shades?
Then you
got
to call Zero Res.
New Year's
lock
Eve.
The doors.
New Year's Eve, yep.
Joe, you got a stove.
Fondue.
Gas or electric?
She got,
a 50-50.
I think it's electric. It's gas.
She got a crock pot?
I think so.
That's how she makes her sauerbraten, or is that the Dutch oven?
I don't know.
Okay.
Speaking of food, scientists are learning more about what sources of meat could serve as more sustainable alternatives to beef, pork,
mutton,
and chicken.
I bet I know what's coming, John.
You're right,
I bet I know what John has here.
Did you see this one? Yeah.
And I think I did.
Python meat.
Snake meat.
No way.
Could offer a form of meat much less carbon intensive than
the current
options.
I bet it's good.
According to researchers who studied farms in Southeast Asia for two species of the pythons for 12 months. More sustainable, and not only that, they're full of protein.
It's nothing but a long tube of meat. You know, you cut that baby
up.
I
know how you like those.
You cut that baby up and bake it or fry it.
Something about a snake. I'm with Snoop Dogg on that. But you know those snakes are eels.
What animals is these?
Pythons have an extreme biology and evolutionary slant toward extreme resource and energy efficiency, says Patrick Oust, conservation specialist at the nonprofit People for Wildlife and co-author of this paper about pythons. Since pythons are an ambush predator, they choose prey up to 100% their own weight, so they can survive for prolonged periods of time between meals. In other words, you're never going to run out of pythons. They don't need to eat
them. Sure, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Aren't they poisonous? Wouldn't the meat be poisonous?
I don't know. I'm not willing to risk it.
Because the snake bite is poisonous.
Monty's turning over in his grave.
I don't think. Are pythons poisonous? I think they just squeeze, don't they?
Yeah, they squeeze. Your cobra will give you the juice.
I don't want how snake do you, meat with juice.
No.
How do you dress out a snake? Do you have to gut it?
Take the skin off.
Yeah, do you have to skin it?
Fillet it.
Cape it? Do you cape a snake?
You cape it out.
You got to make sure it's dead, too. When you look at that head, because sometimes they'll keep going.
Right.
Can you let it?
Yeah.
If it's in the fall, can you let it sit in the pickup truck for a few days before you get around to cleaning it out?
Sure.
No.
If you cape it, then all you got left is the skin it came in, probably, huh?
That's right.
Thought so. I wasn't sure.
You make a belt out of it or something.
Oh, John, that was a walk-off home run, my friend.
If you'd
you're
like
done now because we got to go get Patrick.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you want to do your own research on pythons and go to an exotic location, Well, then you call Escape With Us Vacations. That's Maria and Teresa. My sisters are professional travel escape artists. They'll send your whole family anywhere you want to go. They did that with Joe's family and gave Joe the bill. It's a wonderful way to travel. If you don't have that luxury, then you need to spend your money wisely. I am going on a trip to Croatia in July. Yes, it's just around the corner. There's a couple of cabins left. So if you want to go along on that trip, you're more than welcome to. Get in touch with Escape With Us Vacations. And I should set this straight. I told people to take out of their 401k. What I meant was a loan, not take a withdrawal. That's a bad idea. So if you can pay yourself that with the loan, that's money's just sitting there right now. Do yourself a favor. For once in your lifetime, it's a great trip to Croatia. 7 nights on the Adriatic Queen sailing side by side with the king. Breakfast, lunch, a new Croatian town every day with plenty of swim stops. We are going to have the time of our lives. Escape With Us Vacations, 651-788-4338, 651-788-4338. Somebody just emailed me yesterday looking for the information. It's still on. It's Croatia. It's this July, and it's going to be a blast. Go to escapewithusvacations.com.
We haven't had many roofers join us on Garage Logic, but Pete is with us from Hire a Pro, and he wants to explain to you how they do what they do.
Joe, last year we helped a lot of GLers keep what a roofing company would have otherwise taken in profits. We showed everyone behind the curtain, and the average homeowner kept about $5,600. Minnesota had a huge hail year in 23, and there's a lot of people who still have roofs to replace. Let's sit down and look over your claim together. We'll show you labor, material costs, how much profit is on the claim, and what you would keep for getting a permit and writing out a couple extra checks. Not a bad ROI for letting Hire a Pro manage the project for you. Oh, and lifetime manufacturer-backed warranties? Yeah, we got those too. So tell me, if the options were us or someone with no transparency who takes all the money, would you go anywhere else?
Probably not.
So hit us up. Worst case is you don't like transparency and you'd rather pay full price.
So if insurance has approved your roof replacement, give these guys a call at 651-402-3400 or visit them online at hireadot.pro. That's hire a, and then put the dot there, Pro.
Okay, I'm just doing this.
Hit the music! Save me!
I got one thing to say about Kirk Cousins, Pat.
What's that?
He's got a hell of a management team.
He's got a good agent, McCartney, but he might not be too... He might not have done the Falcons any good because he was one of his press conferences. He's talking about how he met everybody on Wednesday in the building and what nice people they are. And you're not supposed to meet those people till Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Right. Now they're getting looked at for tampering.
Tampering. Yes. Yes. Which, of course, everybody does it. If they do it, the cat is out of the bag, man. They're going to have to, then everybody will be ratting out everybody else.
Right.
I don't think much will come out, but because it's the dumbest thing ever. The NFL does it. They call it the legal tampering period, but there's rules as to who can do the tampering, apparently, and if you talk to the equipment manager, then you tampered or something. It's stupid. But
are you consumed by basketball these days?
I am watching the end of the Purdue-Michigan State game. Purdue's going to survive here. But the Michigan State team, I got to say, the last 3 or 4 minutes, they tackled better than their football team did. So as they tried to get him to the line. But no, I'm not consumed by college basketball. I'm much more consumed if I get to turn over and watch them rip up that golf course. But I haven't got over there yet today. How are the scores now, like Fountain Valley, like they're playing Fountain Valley again?
I haven't seen any today, but yesterday watching, I just saw some darts, man. Whoa.
Well, if the wind doesn't blow down there, they got no chance. You know, that course is only 7,200 yards right. long.
Pat, I got a theory. I didn't think I'd reach this point, but I do think the PGA is missing a lot of those glamour names.
Oh, God, yes.
Don't you?
Oh, heavens, yes. There's 20 guys that, you know, would be playing in this tournament.
Right.
It would be, they call it the greatest field in golf, but it's funny. I was listening to Chamblee, and they got this this Brit or Scotsman, whoever it is, he kind of represents the European side of things.
Right.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
And he was talking about it. He says there's 30 guys that weren't there in Chamblee, of course, who's the live hater of all time.
Right.
30. There's five guys we missed. Well, no, there's a lot more than that. And, I mean, the live is unwatchable. Nobody's watching it, but the PG. But the ratings, the weekly ratings for regular events are way down, too, for the PGA. So, I mean, they've never been, you know, fantastic based on ratings. But that what you're talking about is that people turn it on Sunday afternoon. They got four guys they never heard of, and they turn it back off.
Right? They got to have, you got to have John Rahm at the Players, for God's sakes. You got to have Bryson DeChambeau at the Players. You got to have Dustin Johnson at the Players. You got to have Sergio at the Players.
Brooks
Koepka at the Players. Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't think it would happen this way, but it's beginning to be felt. Kenny has a question for you.
I do not have a question. I want to take a second here and honor you. I think you reached the peak of Twitter trolling last Monday when you blew me away with that anti-vaxxer tweet. My God, man, that was a thing of brilliance. It really was.
Reaver can be my witness. We worked at it for a moment there, didn't we? It wasn't just off the cuff. We wanted to make it perfect.
To the point, too, Pat, where I should have taken video of you sitting where Rookie is now as I'm watching you going,
there wasn't a wasted. There wasn't a wasted word, Royce. I mean, it hit right from the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. And I have to think you just pissed off so many people.
You know what I like about when Pat tweets? There's not enough room for him to bury the lead.
See, the secret of success in this one is you give him the big shot early, right?
Hell yeah.
Right away. Yep.
That gets them all upset. But then when you're defending him, you give him a little shot at the end. That was the secret. And you know, when I looked it up, I'm an influencer because it had 201,000 impressions, But then I looked up impressions, and 1,000 impressions are worth $6.46 in like social media world. So I looked it up. That's $1,200. I want my $1,200 for that tweet, you know?
Pat, it's like what Hank said on the Gary Sandling show about advertising the garden weasel. It's an art.
That's true. And you know, he could be my hero, Hank.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Rip Thorn could be my hero from that show. He could be the greatest lion ever when the gay guy was feel like he was felt like he was being slandered and he was going to sue and the one writer got him and they opened the door and they were kissing each other and he said, Rip Torn closes the doors and I think they settled out of court.
Rip Torn wasn't Hank though. Rip Torn was a different guy.
No, that was
he was the boss.
Who was Rip? What was his name?
Was he Artie? Hank was the sidekick. I think Artie was Rip Torn.
Yeah.
But that was funny that I remember when the two guys were going after each other, he brought in, he had some really tight shorts on, and the one guy says, looks like you're working for UPS because you're sporting the package. And then the gay guy goes, sign here and the package is all yours.
That show was so good.
It was fantastic.
And plus, it was one of those shows you could watch the same episode like 8 times. You know, you can't do that with too many of them, but you can for that one. It was great. Purdue wins 67-62. Reaver spent the whole day there yesterday, Joe.
That's what I understand.
Yep. We took in all four games yesterday and both of them on Wednesday night.
Holy
That's what
God.
You did yesterday?
Yep.
There's a lot of unwatchable college basketball being played right now.
And unfortunately, I'm the son of a guy that loves watching every second of it.
The girls' high school basketball tournament is kind of in the shadows because of this Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, but we will, you know, I got to mention this basketball game last night, though. Orno and who the heck they playing? Orno and Benilde in the 3A. Barry Wohlers is the coach out at Orno. They had three buzzer beaters. They had a buzzer beater to tie it in the first overtime. They had a buzzer beater to tie it in the second overtime. And then Orno threw it in from midcourt at the buzzer at the end of the second overtime to win by 86-84.
Oh, boy.
I guess it was just incredible. So are you getting optimistic about your Wild making the playoffs?
I think they're 4 points out now, right? Or did the Vegas rally and beat the Kraken the other night? But they're you know what? There's still time for them to make the playoffs. I just don't think they'd go very far.
And they did. They are in that stretch where they have 6 out of 11 games against San Jose, Anaheim, and the Coyotes, who are the three worst teams in the league. So you kind of knew this was coming. I didn't see it last night. How'd the new Ruski look? He's kind of short, huh?
Yeah, they got the new commie with an unpronounceable name.
Yes.
Right. And what
is silent on this one?
What was he? Just a draft pick out of Russia?
Yeah, he was a draft pick from a couple, 3 years ago, probably.
So you guys, 22 or something, 21,
you
22?
Notice when you look at this kid, he looks like the kind of guy that could get you anything you might need by 3 p.m. today.
Yeah.
He looks very, very shifty.
The new commie?
Yeah, very shifty.
Which, of course, is what happened when the curtain went down and we had guys over there buying submarines for the truck.
Yeah.
This guy could have gotten you one of the submarines.
Yep, anything, man, anything.
The
did
flame.
You ever watch it? Did you guys ever watch that show, Operation whatever it was? It's from like the early 90s. It's the damnedest thing of all time. These guys are selling everything. A bunch of drug dealers from Miami and the Colombian cartel, they're going to get them a submarine.
That's what they need.
You don't mess with the Russian mafia.
No, by the way, the Flames did take down the Knight last night.
This guy has a silent K. And Kaprizov has a sounder case, so let's make up our mind here on these Ruskies here.
Yeah, I can't even try the new guy's name. It's sounds like Harumph.
Harumph, that's right.
Well, we'll talk to you Monday, I guess, huh?
All right, we will do that.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, see, stay nice and toasty warm with a wonderful working furnace. And you know who can guarantee that is welterheating.com. Not that yours is going to be working all the time, but once they're done with it, whether it's a repair, whether it's a tune-up, that furnace is going to be performing at 100% efficiency. If you have a cooling system, your AC unit, it might be time to think about that. You can get that tuned up or fix the repair from last year that you were thanking the good Lord up above that you got through the hot summer. 612-825-6867 is the telephone number for Welter Heating. Ray and Welter Heating. Welterheating.com is the website. And if you poke around on the website again, they'll give you a little freebie. There's a blog that will answer maybe a question you have. If you are curious, go to welterheating.com. You'll find 120 years of experience serving the metro area and 4 generations of the Welter family. This is their business, and they're pretty damn good at it. 612-825-6867. Don't wait too long. Get on their schedule right now. Air condition or heat your shelter with Ray N. Welter.
Hey there, GLers. Do what Reavers did a couple of years ago and make the switch to Hofferman Water. Well, first what I did was I called them up to get on the schedule for that free water analysis. And I'm telling you right now that this is the best time of the year to do that. They get a little bit busy in the spring and in the summer, so make sure that you're getting on that schedule right away. Give them a call, 612-895-2440. You can also visit their website, which is HoffermanWater.com. I had my new system installed years ago, and it's made an amazing difference in the quality of my water. Doesn't matter, whether we're doing laundry, your showers, your drinking water, your cooking, your coffee, everything is better with Hofferman and Kinetico. So if you're in the market, they do offer sales, service, and rental options. If you're in the market for rental for Kinetico water treatment systems, that includes water softeners, iron rust, and odor filtration systems, and of course, drinking water systems. I've been a proud customer. In fact, that's how this relationship started years ago, was I was a customer before they ever decided to advertise on Garage Logic, and it's been great. I am so happy, and I've been very, very happy with my service with Hofferman and Kinetico, and I know that you will be too. So get on that schedule, have them come out for that free water analysis, and please make sure that you mention the Garage Logic podcast. Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years. What comes after part B?
Part A.
Finally, thank God today is Friday. Scramble!
Boy, the 21sters won one this year. What, winter's been over since January. Spring has come and gone. Summer's here. That means crabgrass and weeds are also coming early. If you want that lawn to look good, you want the best lawn on the block, so simple, professionalturf.com. They've been doing it since 82, the official lawn care company of Garage Logic. Don't send back that renewal agreement, that contract, back to that cruddy company that did cruddy work on your yard last year. Go with the company that we here at GL use. Service techs with over 20 years of experience. They get to know your yard. They do the same route every year. So that, in truth, actuality, they know your lawn better than you know your lawn. Get yourself a free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now. Just log on to professionalturf.com and then get ready to have the best lawn on the block. It's that simple. ProTurf, exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation service. That website, again, check them out, professionalturf.com.
According to Consumer Affairs, Minnesota has the best roads in the United States. That's not plausible. The report was compiled by focusing on three main factors that are indicative of road quality: the number of fatal crashes, road surface roughness, and each state's investment in road improvements. Minnesota has the second lowest rate of fatalities per mile driven, the third largest span of rural roads in the country, and its road surface roughness is also considered among the lowest percentages for both urban and rural areas. The North Star State beckons with some of the smoothest, safest roads in the country. This is absolute nonsense. An especially admirable achievement since Minnesota's cold temperatures, significant snowfall, and proximity to the Great Lakes create a hazardous set of conditions that can be tough on roads and drivers, Consumer Affairs said. And the states with the best roads are Minnesota, followed by Alabama, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
We don't know.
And the states with the worst roads are number one, Rhode Island, then Hawaii, California, Louisiana, and Wisconsin. I don't buy this. I don't buy it at all, Matt.
I don't know what roads they would be talking about.
And I have a ruling request from California, from Gary the car guy in California, who said, back in the radio days, you always appeared at the state fair and established your... Get the Duluth double ready, please.
Oh, I need the double.
You established your tradition of hearing parents call out the name of their child, and you, in your capacity as the mayor, would make a ruling as to which names were solid GL-like names and which were either made up or misspelled by Mysterian-type parents. Well, Royce and I did that on this Saturday deal.
Right.
You know, it was... Were you a doodled name or not?
Are you doing that this year?
No. In my neighborhood out in California, a young couple was blissed last week with the birth of their first child. Newcomer.
Oh God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wait.
Wow.
Wait. That's where I was going. Is this, he's having a laugh with what's going on, all the new Americans, no, the newcomers?
It's California. Some crackpot named their kid Newcomer. Oh.
The good part about this, Such, is this kid is going to have to learn how to fight at a very young age.
Is this boy named Sue stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to remind people, Sunday, St. Patrick's Day at 2:30, Stephen C. and his gang, including Pat Donahue, are at St. Joseph's Church in West St. Paul. And it's free. It's
very
free.
Cool.
Yes. It's free. Stephen C. and
will
Pat
there be
Donahue.
Lucky Charms?
Yes, for you there will be.
Okay, good.
Do we still do that, by the way, or have we not canceled everything in St. Paul?
This is there is a St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow in St. Paul on Saturday.
But not Sunday.
Not that I'm aware of.
Got it.
But Sunday you go to St. Joseph's Church on the west side, and there's Stephen C. and the singers and Pat Donahue and the whole deal. Say only Renewal by Anderson brings you only because, and it's only because, they come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, the temporary home of the Traveling Lymans, whose exploits are available at worldwidewaftage.com. It was on this day,
March 15th,
in 1927, the Arrowhead Bridge across the St. Louis River opened, linking West Duluth to Superior, Wisconsin.
Okay.
On this day.
That was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
315.
Was on this day in 1941. 31 people, most of them unsuspecting motorists caught on the roads, died in a blizzard, the second killer snowstorm of the season. Because was it 1941, the Armistice Day blizzard? No, that would have been 1940. No. When was the Armistice Day blizzard, John?
I think it was 40, wasn't it?
It was Armistice Day.
Well, this says it was the second killer snowstorm of the season in 1941. Holy mackerel.
Armistice Day blizzard was 1940, yeah. November 1940.
Well, I think they're counting that as the snow season. And then as the clock turned and we got into 1941, 31 people died in a blizzard caught out on the roads. Wow.
Yeah.
On this day.
March 15.
In 2002. The Minnesota State Legislature passed a law requiring that diesel fuel sold in Minnesota must contain at least 2% biodiesel from animal or vegetable fats. The law also protected future, the law also projected future increases in this percentage up to 20%.
Huh.
That was on this day in 2002. All right, GL, thank you. Have a nice St. Patty's Day. And I don't eat corned beef and cabbage. If it's so great, why do people only have it once a year?
I don't either year round.
Yeah, I don't.
It's going to be up and running at my house, baby.
What time should we stop by?
Anytime, brother.
If you can't get enough of Garage Logic, then you should join the thousands of GLers, who have found us on YouTube. All you have to do is just search for the Garage Logic podcast and subscribe for near daily content, including behind-the-scenes content, full segments, and video shorts. That's Garage Logic podcast. It's right there. You can find it on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Cha. Weekend cha. St. Patrick's
Day. Is there any video of Kamala performing an abortion? Did we get any of that yesterday?
Find out at the Garage Logic YouTube channel.
St. Patrick's cha.
The answer's no.